Today, we're diving into something that most managers don't want to admit. If your team is jumping ship, it's probably your fault. And this episode is all about the true culprit, when managers push employees to leave. And let's get real. Losing good people is expensive, it's painful, and a total nightmare to fix. Hiring replacements takes forever, it costs a fortune, and it leaves your projects hanging. And the ugly truth? A lot of times it's managers driving them away with bad leadership, bad communications, and zero support. But here's the deal. This is fixable. In this episode, I want to talk about how to stop being the problem, keep your best people, and build a stable team that sticks around and gets results. If you're ready to stop pushing your talent out the door and start building a team that actually wants to stay, let's get into it. Welcome to Ignoring the Rules. I'm Wayne Robertson, and today I want to tackle a hard truth. If your best people are walking out the door, there's a good chance you're the one pushing them. And I want to go straight to the heart of what's causing your top talent to walk out the door. That's right. Most people don't leave companies. They leave bad managers. Let's cut to the chase. Losing great team members sucks. It's expensive. It kills momentum. And finding decent replacements is a terrible pain. But here's the brutal truth. Bad management drives people away, whether it's power tripping, poor communications, or just treating your team like garbage. If you're losing people, you need to own that. But don't worry. I'm not just into pointing fingers today. I want to break down exactly how to stop being the problem, turn things around, and build a team that actually wants to stick with you. So ready to stop bleeding talent and build a powerhouse team? Let's get into it. Lots of bad stories around of, you know, things like, why did the bad manager install a revolving door? It was easier for the employees to leave as soon as they met him. And what's the bad manager's idea of team building? Making everyone feel equally miserable. There's lots of those kind of things floating around in teams where there's problems. The following story is fictional, but it's based on real-life events across a number of companies and people. Ethan was an exceptional software engineer, known for his passion for coding and his dedication to his team. He was part of the Apex Project, a groundbreaking initiative to develop a state-of-the-art machine learning platform. And despite his love of the work and his camaraderie with his colleagues, Ethan's relationship with the project manager, John, became increasingly strained. So this is the story of how Dilbert's management style and treatment of Ethan drove a talented engineer to leave the project he loved. Ethan had joined the Apex Project with enthusiasm and high hopes. The project aimed to revolutionize data analysis with cutting-edge machine learning algorithms, and Ethan was thrilled to be a part of it. The team was a mix of brilliant minds who shared his passion for innovation. From the beginning, Ethan felt a strong connection with his colleagues. They collaborated seamlessly, they shared ideas, and they supported each other through challenges. The environment was everything Ethan had hoped for, except one significant issue. The project manager, John. John was a seasoned project manager with a reputation for being demanding and difficult to please. He had a rigid management style and prioritized deadlines over the well-being of his team. John often imposed unrealistic timelines, dismissed concerns, and showed little appreciation for the team's efforts. Ethan tried to stay positive and focus on his work. But John constantly micromanaged, and the lack of empathy started to take a toll. And John rarely acknowledged the team's achievements and was quick to criticize any setbacks. Team meetings, which were meant to be collaborative, often turned into sessions where John would dominate the conversation and dismiss others' inputs. Ethan's breaking point came during a critical phase of the project. The team was working on a particularly challenging algorithm that required extensive testing and optimization. He had put in countless hours to ensure the algorithm performed flawlessly. But during a review meeting, John harshly criticized Ethan's work, accusing him of not meeting the expected standards. Ethan tried to explain the complexities and the progress they had made, but John was uninterested. He demanded immediate results and threatened to replace Ethan if the issue was not resolved quickly. Despite his frustration, Ethan continued to work hard, hoping to prove John wrong. He stayed late, often being the last to leave the office. His teammates noticed his dedication and offered their support, but the constant pressure from John made it difficult for Ethan to stay motivated. Well, the final straw came when John dismissed Ethan's request for additional resources and time to address a critical bug. Ethan explained that rushing the fix could compromise the entire project. But John insisted on pushing forward, disregarding Ethan's expertise and concerns. So, feeling undervalued and disrespected, Ethan realized that his passion for the work and his loyalty to his team were not enough to overcome the toxic environment John had created. He began to consider other options, reaching out to his professional network to explore new opportunities. And Ethan's skills and reputation quickly caught the attention of other companies, and it wasn't long and he received multiple job offers, but chose a role at a startup that valued innovation and teamwork. The new company's culture emphasized collaboration, respect, and employee well-being, everything that Ethan had been missing under Dilbert's management. So Ethan's departure was a significant loss for the Apex project. His colleagues were sad to see him go, but they understood the reasons. They admired his courage to prioritize his well-being and respected his decision. So, after Ethan left, the morale of the Apex team plummeted. His departure highlighted the issues with John's management style, and other team members started voicing their concerns. Finally, upper management took notice, and eventually John was replaced by a more empathetic and supportive project manager. And the new manager implemented changes to improve the work environment, valuing team input and fostering a culture of respect and collaboration. And while the project eventually got back on track, Ethan's absence was still felt deeply by the former colleagues. And Ethan thrived in his new role at the startup. The positive work environment reignited his passion for innovation, and he quickly became a key contributor to their projects. His experience with Dilbert taught him the importance of a healthy work culture and a respectful management. Ethan stayed in touch with his former teammates, who often shared updates about the improved conditions on the Apex project. He was glad to hear that his departure had sparked positive changes, even though he wished it hadn't been necessary. So Ethan's story is a powerful reminder that even the most passionate and dedicated employees can be driven away by poor management. It underscores the importance of respecting and valuing team members, fostering a supportive environment, and recognizing that a manager's behavior can significantly impact the success and the morale of a project. So now let's talk about some of the management behavior that can cause these issues. The first is micromanagement, constantly overseeing and controlling every minor aspect of an employee's work. The employees are stifled. They feel unable to contribute their own ideas. The lack of freedom to make decisions undermines the confidence and motivation in each employee. And the constant monitoring leads to anxiety and decreased job satisfaction. So, for example, a software developer is required to get approval for every minor code change, which leads to frustration, feeling undervalued, and slows things down. Another one is lack of recognition and reward. And failing to acknowledge or reward employees for their hard work really is a setback. The employees feel their efforts are unappreciated, and they reduce motivation. And the lack of recognition can drive employees to seek appreciation elsewhere, to go work for another team. And unrecognized work leads to disengagement and lower productivity. So, for example, an engineer develops a critical feature that significantly improves product performance, but the manager dismisses it as just part of the job without any recognition. Another problem is unreasonable workload and expectations. So assigning excessive work and setting unrealistic deadlines without regard for employee well-being. This continuous overwork leads to physical and mental exhaustion and more mistakes, because the continuous overwork leads to physical and mental exhaustion. And the high pressure results in mistakes and lower quality of work. And persistent stress and unmet expectations greatly diminish morale. So, for example, a project manager demands 80-hour work weeks to meet an impossible deadline and disregard the team's need for work-life balance. Deadly. Another problem can be communication. The lack of clear, open, and honest communication from the manager, which leaves the employees unclear about the expectations, goals, feedback, and inconsistent or vague communication erodes trust in leadership because employees feel disconnected and unsupported. And so, for example, a manager frequently changes project priorities without telling the team, leading to confusion and frustration. Another big problem can be favoritism. Showing preferential treatment to certain employees over others without merit. And that favoritism breeds resentment among team members. The non-favored employees, they feel undervalued and demotivated. And it creates a terrible, divisive, and unhealthy work environment. So, for example, a manager consistently assigns the most interesting and high-profile projects to their favorite team member, ignoring the capabilities and the aspirations of others. Another big problem is the lack of professional development, because failing to provide opportunities for skill growth, learning, and career advancement can cause employees to feel their careers are stagnating without growth opportunities. Lack of development leads to job dissatisfaction and disengagement, and skilled employees will probably leave to seek growth elsewhere. An example would be an employee expresses interest in a training program to enhance their skills, but the manager dismisses it as unnecessary. Another one could be ignoring employee feedback and concern, because dismissing or ignoring their feedback is deadly because employees feel their voices are unheard and unimportant. And ignored feedback leads to disengagement and reduced participation, and eventually employees will leave to find other work. For example, employees raise concern about outdated technology hindering their productivity, but the manager disregards their input without consideration. The blame culture can be, oh, so deadly. It's a culture where mistakes are met with blame rather than constructive feedback and problem solving. And so employees end up being afraid to take risks or innovate, fearing the punishment for mistakes. And the constant blame leads to a toxic work environment and low morale. And the fear of blame inhibits open communication and collaboration. So, for example, when a project fails, the manager singles out an individual team member for blame rather than analyzing the systemic issues that led to the failure. So, when we understand these detrimental behaviors, managers can strive to create a more positive, supportive, and productive work environment that retaining top talent and fosters growth and innovation. So, keeping employees engaged and motivated requires a multifaceted approach that addresses both their professional and their personal needs. Here are some ideas on how we can retain team members and foster their growth. Encourage continuous learning and offer opportunities for skill development through training programs, workshops, online classes, mentorship opportunities. Support their career advancement by providing clear paths for growth within your organization. Also acknowledge and celebrate the achievements and the contributions of your team members regularly. Whether it's a simple thank you or a more formal recognition program, showing appreciation goes a long way in boosting morale and motivation. Cultivate a culture of open communication, trust, and collaboration within the team. Encourage the teamwork, creativity, innovation, because you have to create a safe space where they can talk and share ideas and feedback and not be criticized for whatever they say. Because a positive work environment where employees feel valued and respected is absolutely essential for retention. Now, it's very easy to get off track here when it comes to work-life balance. But respect your employees' time and well-being by promoting a healthy work-life balance. Encourage them to take breaks, use their vacation time, and prioritize self-care. Flexible work arrangements, such as remote work or flexible hours, can go a long ways to accommodate their personal needs. Also, show genuine interest in your employees' personal goals and aspirations. Offer support and resources to help them achieve a healthy work-life integration. And you can have counseling services or financial planning workshops or a number of things to help them. And here's the way to do it. Ask them what they want. Simple. Trust your employees to take ownership of their work and empower them to make decisions autonomously. Delegate tasks and projects that align with their skills and interests, giving them a sense of ownership and responsibility. Help your team members connect to their bigger picture by articulating the organization's mission and values. Show them how their work contributes to the overall goals and impacts of the company, fostering a sense of purpose and fulfillment. Promote a sense of purpose. Help your team members connect to the bigger picture by articulating the organization's mission and values, and show them how their work contributes to the overall goals and impact of the company, fostering a sense of purpose and fulfillment. Also, this is really, really mandatory. Regular check-ins and feedback. Schedule regular one-on-one meetings to check in with each team member. Provide feedback, address concerns they may have. Build that relationship with them. And you have to create an open door policy where they feel comfortable voicing their opinions, seeking guidance, and importantly, telling you about mistakes they have made. Almost guaranteed. But if you implement these strategies, you can create a much better supportive and nurturing environment where the team members feel valued and motivated and invested in their professional and personal growth. and this contributes to higher retention rates. Now, I want to take a moment and talk about speaking to your employees, because I had to learn this the hard way. Oh, it was real hard. But once I got the hang of this, it got a little easier. Use positive reinforcement. Acknowledge and celebrate each person's achievements and their contributions regularly. Express gratitude and praise for their hard work and dedication. And positive reinforcement will boost morale, boost motivation, and it makes employees feel valued and appreciated. And they do a lot better work when they feel valued and appreciated. And also, this can be hard sometimes, but practice active listening when talking to your employees. Give them your full attention, maintain eye contact, show empathy, understanding, and also be quiet. Just listen. Allow them to express their thoughts and ideas and concerns, and validate their feelings and perspectives. Also, offer feedback in a constructive and supportive manner. You do this by focusing on behavior or actions, never on criticizing the individual. You can highlight strengths and areas for improvement. You can provide guidance on how they can grow and develop professionally. But all of it should be done in an encouraging way. Be approachable. Foster an open-door policy where employees feel comfortable approaching you with questions, concerns, or feedback. Be approachable, friendly, and welcoming in your interactions, and create a very supportive and inclusive atmosphere inside the team. You also want to demonstrate empathy and compassion toward your employees' needs and challenges. Take time to understand their personal circumstances and offer support and flexibility when needed. When you show genuine care and concern for their well-being, in turn, they will do great work. Also, clearly communicate your expectations regarding job responsibilities, performance standards, and goals. Provide the clarity on priorities, deadlines, and deliverables, and be very transparent about organizational changes or developments that'll impact the team. You want to communicate with them. And this fostering open communication and dialogue within the team encourages employees to share their ideas and their suggestions and feedback, and you can actively solicit their input on decisions. They'll come up with great things, trust me. I have proven that. And create opportunities for collaboration and brainstorming so you can foster a sense of ownership and teamwork. Now, this one is the most important, I think. Lead by example and demonstrate the behaviors and the values you want to instill in your team. Display integrity, honesty, and professionalism in your actions and interactions, and uphold high ethical standards. Show your commitment to the team's success and well-being, not just through words, but through deeds. And if you implement these communication strategies, you can create a very supportive and inclusive environment where your employees feel valued, respected, motivated. They will contribute their best work. And this ultimately fosters greater loyalty and retention inside your team. Now let's talk about why employees leave, because I want to highlight a couple of things here. Employees may leave if they feel there are limited opportunities for career advancement. Good employees always want to advance, so give them this option. Employees also cite issues with their managers or supervisors as the big reason for leaving. This is poor communication. We talked about micromanagement. The lack of support and ineffective leadership will do that. The biggie, of course, is employees will seek better compensation, benefits, and perks. If they feel that the current spot doesn't offer competitive pay, so you have to work on that. Burnout and work-life balance can also drive employees to seek alternative employment options. Long hours, excessive workload, and a lack of flexibility to support their personal needs will contribute to stress and dissatisfaction. Employees may leave if they feel their personal values or their beliefs are not aligned with the company. A toxic or unhealthy work culture may lead employees to seek more supportive and a values-aligned workplace. There's also dissatisfaction with job responsibilities and tasks and work environment can prompt the employees to leave. Boredom, lack of challenging work, feeling unfilled in their role can lead to this, and this can be identified on your one-to-one meetings. That's why they're so important. And employees will leave if they receive an attractive job offer or see better career prospects elsewhere. Opportunities for advancement, career growth, or more desirable work environment may entice the employees to leave. There's also personal factors such as relocation, family obligations, health issues, lifestyle changes will also influence an employee's decision to leave. So, retaining employees requires addressing these underlying factors and creating a positive work environment that fosters growth and fulfillment and support. Understanding why employees leave can help organizations implement strategies to improve retention. Okay, that's a wrap on things. We are out of time here. Remember, understanding why people leave is the first step towards building a workplace where they want to stay. Join me on this journey as we explore the secrets of unlocking employee loyalty and driving organizational success, because we can create workplaces where everyone can flourish together. And so that's a wrap on today's episode of Ignoring the Rules. If this episode lit a fire under you and you're ready to start leading without the same tired excuses, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with your friends, your team, your boss, anyone who's fed up with the old way of doing things and ready to make real moves. Pass it along. Stir things up. Let's build a community of leaders who aren't afraid to break the rules and actually get things done. And got something to say? Let's get some feedback. It's not only welcome, it's fuel. Please go to WayneRobertson.com for the latest new episodes and additional information about this new world of getting projects done. You can find the different locations where you can conveniently listen to the podcast, subscribe to my mailing list, find free documents I have created, news and information about upcoming podcasts. So thanks for listening. Let's get together next time where we explore some new great ideas on how we can get work done. I'm Wayne Robertson. Thanks so much for joining me.